Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting third. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Milt Groff. Batting second. The third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Skeezes. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Serve. Batting eighth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garber. And now, play ball. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is hit by the pitch. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball four. Finnegan moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Skeezes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Finnegan moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Keene moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Boone reaches second base with a double. Finnegan scores. Keene scores. Maxwell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lopez moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lopez scores. There goes Zernial trying to get to third. Kaline throws the ball into Finnegan, who tags Zernial for the out. Simpson moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simpson scores. Skeezes moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Duke Moss now pitching. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Finnegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeMaestri. The throw from Wilson and he is out, Bowling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0 for 1 in the game. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 3, Athletics, 3. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skeezes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Smith scoops up the ball and tags Tuttle for the out. Boone moves to second. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Skeezer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boone moves to third. Two outs. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone scores. It's Tigers, 4, Athletics, 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Moss moves to second. Wally Burnett now pitching. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Finnegan hits a line drive into right field. Skeezer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. Serve hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle who is chasing the ball. Serve reaches third base with a triple. Wally Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Serve scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0 for 2 in the game. Groff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeMaestri moves to second. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Crimean now pitching. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skeezes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to second. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Jack Crimean. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Gromek now pitching. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Serve hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Groff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Finnegan hits a fly ball into right field. Skeezes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Boone takes first base on ball four. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Pisani pinch hits for Gus Zerniel. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simpson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skeezes hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Pisani now playing center field. Lou Skeezes now playing left field. Johnny Groth now playing right field. Mel Clark pinch hits for Steve Grohm. Mel Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bowling takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson pinch hits for Jim Finnegan. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.